With the 39th pick in the 2015 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select, and I like this, Eddie Goldman, nose tackle, Florida State.
Dick Butkus introduced you as the number two pick of the Chicago Bears on draft day. How cool is that?
That was almost cooler than getting drafted itself, you know. It was kind of a two and one. When he said it, I was wondering who he was going to say, but when he said my name, it kind of hit home.
And then you walk in here and you see stuff with him on the walls. Now you're one of those guys.
You know, just being here, being a part of this, you know, culture that the Bears have. I mean, it's one of the teams in the league who has that long history of great football. You know what I mean? It's great to be a part of that.
How stressful was it sitting there watching, waiting for your name or waiting for that phone call?
It was nerve-wracking. I couldn't sit there. I couldn't sit still. I always was up on the up and up, you know, just waiting for my name to get called.
Yeah. Fired up to be a Bear?
Yeah.
All right. Now we're looking forward to getting you here this weekend.
Congratulations, man. We're excited. Didn't think you were going to be there. I'm glad you are. You excited about being a Bear? Awesome.
Your journey is interesting because you've always been a great player. You go to Florida State. It wasn't as simple as getting on the field right away.
My first year, my freshman year, I didn't really play except like when we was up by like enormous amount of points and, you know, just threw the freshman in there. But, you know, my second year, that camp, I really made like, you know, big strides and big improvements and, you know, I won a spot.
That sophomore, you guys won a national title with UNSW.
Oh, yeah, that's the jacket I'm wearing now. And, championship, but I mean that was probably one of the best years I ever had in my life. That moment and the way we won it too, it was crazy. It was probably it is the best moment of my life.
Fresh my memory.
I mean, we were on the sideline. It was like the last play. We had this thing where we said I'm my brother's keeper. No matter what happens, you know, we still love each other. We still, you know, teammates or whatever. But you know, Kelvin Benjamin caught that pass. I broke down, you know, I cried a little bit and hugged my position coach, Coach Odell Higgins, and, you know, celebrated with my teammates.
And Coach Higgins was very instrumental in your development, wasn't he? How much of an impact did he make on you from a football point of view, but just man-to-man also?
He's definitely a great role model, and he's big on doing the little things right and being accountable, you know what I mean, at all times. From day one, he's pushed me, you know, hard. Especially when I was a freshman, as I got older, I kind of, you know, got better.
Did you need him?
I did.
In retrospect?
I did. I mean, who wouldn't? I really appreciate him and what he did. I mean, I didn't understand it then, but I do now.
You probably thought he was crazy for
that. I did. And he always used to tell me, he was like, you may not like me now, but you'll appreciate it when, you know, you're further down the line and you're looking back on it.
I don't want to talk about it. I want to be about it. Where did that quote come from? Why does it signify what you want to be? And what's the history behind it?
You should always be that person that does it. And then you'll be more credible to other people. I think you should be a doer and, you know, do it yourself and be it. Be what you speak. And then people will follow you.